Last Friday, two business days after the City Council's Tuesday night meeting, the power at Wrangell Seafoods did not go off. Due to a number of unpaid accounts and bounced checks, the council had made a motion to enforce all agreements with WSI immediately and to the full extent of the law. This included their utility agreement, which states that shutting off power to their facility is mandatory if WSI is delinquent. According to Finance Director Jeff Jaybush, WSI paid in full the total amount that was delinquent for their utilities within the given two-day period. As of March 19th, the company is current on their utilities account.
Within that period of time that we had given them, so we never had to turn it off, there was money wired that paid basically everything at that point that was due. And it was in the neighborhood of $15,000. I don't remember the exact amount. It's $15,000-something.
But the utilities agreement is just one of several agreements WSI has with the City of Wrangell. WSI has an ongoing fillet line lease agreement with the city, as well as ongoing loan payments. But not all of the agreements have to do with finances.
As an example, the belt freezer agreement has specifications in it that facility always be available for processing by outside processors, and that would require that all permits and licenses be in place. And it was our understanding from the council meeting that, in fact, they were not completely licensed to do business with that piece of equipment, and that is specified in the contract for that.
That was Councilmember Paul Southland. He was the maker of the motion to enforce all agreements with WSI. According to Southland, how the city will enforce the agreements will be up to the city manager, who is in consultation with the city attorney. Updates on WSI's other delinquencies like unpaid property taxes and attorney fees reimbursement will likely come out at the next city council meeting on Tuesday. Being current with the city directly affects WSI's chance of being anchor tenant of the Wrangell Cold Storage. One stipulation for being awarded the contract is the company must have no delinquent accounts with the city of Wrangell. Since WSI was the only company to submit a proposal, the city is left in a state of limbo. According to Councilmember Don McConaughey, who sits on the RFP Review Committee for the cold storage, there is a possibility the city will have to go out for another RFP for cold storage management. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.